This is an audio version of the Keeping Truth Telling Safe fact sheet, produced by Reconciliation Australia to support community truth telling.
Keeping Truth Telling Safe. If you are involved in truth telling, whether as an organiser, a truth teller, or a truth listener, there are important safety considerations you should keep in mind. Truth telling covers a range of activities that engage with a fuller account of Australia's history and its ongoing impacts on First Nations peoples. It deals with colonial conflict, massacres, racism and dispossession, and it celebrates and promotes the contributions, resilience and leadership of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples and cultures. Stories of strength and resistance go hand in hand with traumatic histories and their ongoing legacies. So, truth-telling can be a profound, healing experience for communities, but it also carries risks including re-traumatisation of the people involved. And these safety concerns can sometimes discourage people from taking part in truth-telling. But it is possible to plan truth-telling spaces that are safe, respectful, and supportive for everybody. Non-Indigenous people and organisations can play important roles in truth-telling activities, as truth listeners, supporters, co-organisers, and sometimes as truth tellers. This means they also have an important role to ensure safety. Here are some key principles of safe truth-telling.
It's important to understand the context. Cultural safety involves more than respecting protocols such as acknowledgements of country. Creating safe environments requires awareness of the histories of First Nations peoples and an understanding of how these impact their experiences of safety. For non-Indigenous participants, self-education is critical to minimise harm.
Keep in mind, well-being must always come first. The emotional and physical well-being of First Nations participants is always the priority over cost, time and other expectations. First Nations truth tellers and their families must know from the words and actions of all involved that their well-being is the top priority.
Importantly, act, don't extract. Truth tellers are not just sharing their stories for other people's interest. Truth telling takes a physical and emotional toll. As a truth listener, you have a responsibility to turn learning into action for change.
And always follow First Nations leadership. Truth-telling processes should always be led by the First Nations community concerned. Participants must follow the community's leadership, respect their decisions, and understand the community's expectations for their involvement.
If you are organising truth-telling, here are some specific steps you can take to guide your safety plan.
Ensure people are safe. Work with First Nations truth-tellers to decide how and where they want to share their story. That is, if they wish to share publicly, privately, or with a limited audience. Discuss if their story will be recorded or published, how their information will be stored and used, and what support they need. Put social and emotional well-being support in place for truth tellers, their families, and others. For example, this could involve having counsellors available to provide culturally safe support before, during, and after stories are shared. You can find information on First Nations social and emotional support services on our website. Support truth tellers to access legal advice before deciding to participate. Sometimes, truth telling can involve legal issues like self-incrimination, mandatory reporting obligations, confidentiality, family law arrangements, and more. Legal aid, community legal centres, and Aboriginal legal services might be able to give advice. Safety needs will vary from person to person. Make sure everyone involved is open to hear personal safety needs, is aware of trauma-informed principles, and is ready to make changes to keep people feeling safe.
Make planning and processes safe. Centre elder and First Nations voices in decision-making and at every step in the process. Agree on processes for managing difficult conversations and resolving disagreements. Try to plan for where the challenges might arise. For example, consider the impact of local tensions, opposition to the activity, disputed facts, and vulnerable groups and relationships. Find what support and people could help manage these. Before truth-telling starts, reach agreement about what is being shared, who owns the information, and how it may be used. Understanding Indigenous Cultural and Intellectual Property, or ICIP, and free, prior, and informed consent rights is critical. Information on ICIP can be found on our website.
Think through making all engagement safe. Set guidelines about respectful participation and how participants can support each other. Identify local cultural protocols that should be followed For example, protocols for displaying information or pictures of people who have passed. Provide trigger warnings for confronting information, along with information about any support available. Make sure non-Indigenous participants understand how they need to prepare to be involved. For example, any self-education, like learning about historical context or participating in anti-racism or cultural safety training. They should also understand if any further action or commitment is expected of them after the activity. Make sure everyone knows and agrees beforehand on what information and images can be recorded or shared. This includes guidelines on staying safe on social media and what can or cannot be posted. If media are involved, make it clear what cultural and media protocols they must observe and who are the designated spokespeople.
Ensure events are safe. Some locations have been historically unsafe spaces for First Nations peoples, like schools, churches, or government buildings. Agree on locations that are free of potentially unsafe associations and that are suitable for cultural protocols, like smoking ceremonies. Make sure there are quiet, safe spaces for truth tellers to brief and debrief with appropriate people, such as family members or elders. Avoid scheduling events on dates that may be difficult for truth tellers or that may trigger negative reactions in the broader community.
This is an audio version of the Keeping Truth-Telling Safe fact sheet, produced by Reconciliation Australia to support community truth-telling.
Find out more at reconciliation.org.au/truth-telling.